Let us pray. God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So the disciples, James and John, they don't get it again. Now, they're beginning to. They now begin to understand that, okay, he tells us he's going to die. So, okay, we can do that. Yes, we've been baptized. Okay, we understand that. But we want to sit one at your right and one at your left. We want to be right there with you. Again, kind of like that shotgun thing when you're running out to the car and your kids start yelling shotgun when they're old enough to sit in the front seat. How are we going to get through this? They want to sit at your right hand, your left hand. Or think about when you're sitting next to someone. Like I went to visit my friend Kevin, my college friend Kevin this summer, and he has two young children, Ryan and Bella. And Ryan and Bella were fighting who got to sit next to me. Okay, so we kind of get what James and John are doing. But they don't get it. That's not what Jesus is teaching about. Yes, Jesus is teaching. Yes, you're starting to catch on. Yeah, you're going to be baptized like me. Yeah, okay, we're going to eat this meal. And yeah, you might even think that you're going to be able to die like me. But you're not totally getting it. Because you see, it doesn't have to do with who gets to sit on my right and who gets to sit on my left. That's not for me to decide. It has to do with serving, being last and least of all. It has to do with leadership. So I want you to picture in your mind a leader. Because see, really what Jesus is doing is he's reorienting what it means to be a leader, what it means to have power, love, grace, forgiveness. That's what true power is about. So picture your leader in your mind, and why are they a leader? Why are they a leader for you? I didn't ask AJ this, but AJ is taking this class that in the county that he has a young leaders or whatever. What's it called? Fairfield Leadership something, okay? So he had to come up with a leader and write down the things of what this leader does. And he picked someone, Ashley. He picked Ashley and wrote down what it is that he sees in her as a true leader. Ashley's 31. Ashley's 31. Ashley works at Heidelberg University, and he worked with her as a student phone-a-thon. But he went a step further. He took a picture of it and sent it to her. She then replied to me and told me it made her year. She wasn't doing anything out of the ordinary. She was being and doing what she perceived as following what she was called to do. Picture your leader. There are many leaders and stories that I could tell. When I was in seminary, I want to tell you this story about Stephanie. Stephanie was my supervising pastor when I was in seminary. And I worked with her for 2 years. We did 3 years of field work while in seminary, and the 2 years that I worked with her were 2 years and then a summer in between. Well, there were times that I was not sure that I wanted her to be my mentor or my leader because we disagreed on some things. But as I look back, she was leading me and teaching me on what it means to be a servant leader. She was helping me find my voice So when we were disagreeing, it really wasn't because we were disagreeing. It was because she was helping to lead me to find my voice on what it means to be a pastor. Think about your leader. Think about what you do as a leader. Are you a servant leader? Or do you want to be first in line all the time? Now, yes, somebody always needs to be first, and that's okay. But why are you first in line? How are you being a servant leader? You see, the thing is, it's a journey. It's a journey of faith that we are on. And that's what Jesus is teaching his disciples, and that's what we are learning as well as we listen in. We're not all in the same place. But Howard got it right when he said there's a spark of the Holy Spirit in all of us. And we grow in our faith and in our leadership. We're all leaders. We all can smile and say good morning. We all can do things that help bring others to understand who God is. What are you doing to be a servant leader? How is Grace United Church of Christ being a servant leader in this community we call Lancaster? The challenge of the gospel is that we have to act as well as talk. Let's open ourselves up. Let's hear what Jesus is saying. Let's use our leadership skills individually and communally in this place, at this time, on this part of the journey. Thanks be to God. Amen.